KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have dense fog. Visibility limited to about a mile now. That's a slight improvement over earlier. We look for it to be cloudy today with patchy freezing drizzle, changing to flurries before ending, a high around 32 early. Temperature slowly falling or remaining steady during the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A reminder, a winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. today, and that advisory is for freezing drizzle. That covers Cass and most of the counties off to our north and northeast, basically those along and north of Interstate 80. With the exception of a few counties to our south, the far western counties have been excluded from that winter weather advisory that expired for them at 6 a.m. today. Do expect some freezing drizzle from time to time and total ice accumulations of a light glaze to a few hundredths of an inch. Look for slippery roads, bridges, and sidewalks this morning as well. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning about road conditions throughout that area. They're urging drivers to use extreme caution as the county roads in Carroll County are more ice-covered than the highways, state highways 141, 71, and 30. Again, those particular roadways for Highway 71 from Highway 141 north to Minnesota state line, that's partially ice-covered this morning. Same story for Highway 141 from Manning east to Bagley and Highway 30 from west side eastward to Ames. We do have a few school districts that are starting late this morning. One final reminder, Audubon Schools, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, and West Harrison are all starting 2 hours late. Also, because of that, there will be no early dismissal today for Audubon or Coon Rapids Bayard. And the Boyer Valley School District today, they've canceled classes. After having several special budget request meetings, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet in a regular session this morning beginning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. During that meeting, the board will discuss and possibly act on taxable mileage, a manure management plan following an update, the Southern Iowa Council of Governments Housing Trust Fund report, homestead military disallowances, a child abuse prevention grant drawdown, and a condemnation commission appointments. The Adair County Supervisors will also receive a report at around 9:15 today from Veterans Affairs Director Dwayne Avey and his fiscal year 2021 budget request. At around 9:30, they'll hear from County Auditor Mandy Berg with regard to an updated computer lease agreement. And they'll also discuss and receive fiscal year 2021 budget requests from several area department heads in Adair County. After months of discussion and two public hearings, the Board of Supervisors in Page County have decided to leave the county wind turbine ordinance as is. Chuck Morris is chairman of the Page County Board of Supervisors.
Whichever way we land, we've got people pretty upset, and we understand that.
Tuesday's decision came after the supervisors held public meetings in both Clarinda and Shenandoah last month to gather feedback on wind turbines in the county. The current ordinance requires there to be 1,500 feet between a wind turbine and any home on a neighboring property. Page County Supervisor John Herzberg says increasing the setback much more would effectively end wind energy possibilities in the county.
1,600 feet setback is about the most you can go. Otherwise, the wind energy company won't come in.
Page County resident Jane Stimson accused the supervisors of siding with big corporations and absentee landowners.
And I think you're looking out for them more than you're looking out for those of us who've been in families for generations in this county, and you're just selling us out.
The county ordinance does require a setback from non-participating property lines at equal to 1.1 times the height of the turbine. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved the assignment of a tax sale certificate to Donna M. Hansen of Messina. The certificate applies to Lot 1 in Block 7 and Lot 6 in Block 6 in Messina's first edition and a vacated street between the two lots. In other business, the board heard from County Conservation Director Micah Lee. He started his report with an update on Cold Springs State Park.
After campground closed down, we had a leaky Iowa hydrant, so we got that dug up and replaced. It was still some old galvanized line in there that was leaking down at the base, so we completely dug it up, redid that. I don't think we have any more galvanized left in the system, so that'll be nice. We're all plastic now.
The campground, including the shelter house, was winterized. As far as the T-Bone Trail is concerned, Micah said that there hasn't been much snow, so they've been working on brush removal along the trail and some bridge decking repairs, and there are still a few days of brush removal left to complete the work needed.
At West Nottoway, we laid out a couple more food plots. We cleared about 15 acres of cedars off of. It's the last area out there that we haven't got seeded to native. Basically the inside bowl of the area, it's still just brome. So get that burn off and would like to get it seeded. We're gonna burn this spring, and then we'll get everything pushed off to the side, and hopefully the majority of them burn up when we burn, and then we can get it cleared off and get it seeded down this fall.
In the Nottoway Recreation Area, an apparent muskrat den caused the road to collapse and sink over a foot, creating a big pothole. The area was dug out and repaired with large gravel. Lee says they hope to accomplish renovation work out there this summer.
Pellet Memorial Woods, we had a lot of split rail fence. That fence has been in there probably 15 years now. It was done a little bit before I got here. Just some was starting to rot and fix, so we've been working on that. In the process right now of ordering all new signs and posts for the interpretive trail within the refuge as well.
Work continues also on the Hitchcock House property, including the granary restroom and at the outdoor classroom. Micah says the Conservation Department received a grant from the Schulberg Foundation for multimedia equipment in the outdoor classroom's enclosed shelter.
There was an old TV in the enclosed shelter and a VCR. We've had people have meetings and whatnot out there, and we had a video screen as well, just a pull-down type, but we just went ahead and with this grant, we purchased a 45 or 50-inch TV and a Blu-ray player and capabilities for people to just plug in a laptop to it.
The outdoor classroom is used for Conservation Department presentations, social events, and outdoor groups. There is currently no fee charged for the use of the shelter, but Lee says he agrees with the supervisors who suggested there should be a fee, especially in light of electric connections, a new kitchenette, heat, and water. That decision will be left up to the Conservation Board. Micah said also that Cass County naturalist Laura Canning presented over 120 programs over the past quarter or so and saw about 2,300 people. The supervisors went into a closed session afterward to interview a candidate for the county engineer's position, but no action was taken on hiring the individual following the session, as there are other applicants to process. And the National Weather Service is scheduling meetings to share information about the potential for river flooding this winter and spring in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. The two areas were socked with record flooding late last winter and early spring. Weather Service hydrologist David Pearson says warnings issued last year didn't seem to reach people. And he says this year the service is trying to reach more people with the best information they can and make personal connections. Three of the meetings will take place next month in Nebraska. The fourth will be held in Sydney, Iowa on March the 5th. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.